Weather conditions across the Midwest may not be quite as good as needed in order to get back into some of the fields that have been hit with the heaviest rains in recent weeks, but we are going to see a trend change towards the weekend and into next week that should offer several days of good drying conditions across the region that will help to get the firming of the soil that we need in order to start planting more aggressively. The key then will be a cold front that should cut across the Midwest during the second half of next week, and during the middle and latter parts of next week, actually, is when that front will likely come through. It'll offer some more showers and thunderstorms to the region, but it should be a quick-moving frontal system, and the disruption to the drying trend and to the field work that should be underway at that point should be relatively brief, and we might be back into the fields within a day or two thereafter. Another thing that's going to be helping out the situation a bit is the temperatures. We're expecting them to be a lot less on the cool side, at least on a persistent basis, as we move forward through a big part of the next 2 weeks. Now, with that said, I'm fully aware of the fact that it will be rather nippy across the region here for a little while this weekend and early next week. Frost and freezes may actually be a threat to some of the soft wheat crop across the Midwest. We may also have a little bit of a threat to the early emerged corn, but there's not much of that, obviously, with our planting pace so far behind the norm. We will expect, though, the coolest weather to occur over the Sunday-Monday time period. At that point, we might see some low temperatures dropping down into the 30s, maybe even some upper 20s, but it's just a little bit too soon for us to talk about specifics and whether or not there's going to be serious damage done to any of the crops. Well, back in the near-term forecast, we are expecting scattered showers to occur across the western Corn Belt as we move forward through the next few days. Today will probably be the least of the wetter days. We'll expect a lot of areas to be dry today with sunshine. But there is a disturbance in the plains right now that's producing scattered showers and thunderstorms, and it will prevail out there in hard red winter wheat country, while at the same time expanding somewhat to the northeast. Many areas in the western Corn Belt will likely see scattered showers and thunderstorms, most significantly Wednesday and Thursday of this week. A little bit of a drying tendency will occur for a brief period of time on Friday, but a new cool front cutting through the region Friday night and Saturday will bring in one more round of shower activity. The precipitation this week is going to vary greatly across the western Corn Belt. Some locations might get something locally heavy, but most of the precipitation will be light. But it doesn't really matter. Any precipitation is going to be a setback to the drying trend that's badly needed across the region, and the need for a more serious period of dry weather will prevail. But as I mentioned, we should see at least an improving trend over the weekend and into next week. The eastern Midwest will see some afternoon showers today, still left over from the lingering impact of the upper-level low-pressure system that's been plaguing those areas for the last couple of days. The showers will occur again tomorrow afternoon, and then the frontal boundary that's bringing the rain to the western Corn Belt will impact the eastern areas as we move on out into Thursday and Friday. So there won't be very many days that are completely dry in the eastern Midwest, but there will be pockets out there where some fieldwork might be accomplished. The cool front from Canada will then cut across the eastern Midwest on Friday night and Saturday as well, and we'll likely see that mean the last day of the significant precipitation for those areas. The moisture content across the Midwest during a big part of the coming week will run mostly 0.3 to 1 inch, with some localized amounts of 1 to 2 inches possibly. We don't expect those heavier amounts to be very common. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.